October 10th, 1899. Why are the churches so indolent? Ellen G. White. As agents for Jesus, Christians are to be laborers together with God. Why then are so many acting as did Miraz, doing nothing, while those sitting in darkness receive no light, no help from those who claim to be the children of God? How much do such idlers resemble the angel who is represented as flying in the midst of heaven, proclaiming the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus? Christ is saying to these idlers in the marketplace, "Go work today in my vineyard." Angels who minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation are saying to every true saint, "Go stand and speak to the people the words of this life." If those addressed would obey this injunction, the Lord would prepare the way before them, putting them in possession of means whereby they could go. Why are the churches so indolent? Why have they no burden for the souls for whom Christ died? And how does heaven regard their inefficiency? The angels are constantly earnest and active, seeking to bring every child of God to work in the vineyard of the Lord. Oh, how they rejoiced when they saw that through the word of Christ the world was brought back into favor and position with God, and again connected with heaven, to be benefited with all the treasures of light and knowledge emanating therefrom. And they sorrow when they see that those for whom so much has been done have no interest to win souls for Christ. Christ's church on earth is to be an agent for Him. Its members are to be devoted to the work to which God has appointed them, taking their places according to God's order, and doing the work He has assigned them. The tidings of every successful effort on their part to dispel the darkness and to diffuse the light and knowledge of God and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent, are borne upward. The act is presented before all the heavenly intelligences, and thrills through all the principalities and powers, enlisting the sympathy of all heavenly beings.